You're listening to the audio production of Raising Amazing, bringing up kids who love God, like their family, and do the dishes without being asked, by Monica Swanson. Published by Zondervan and read by Monica Swanson and Dave Swanson. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit HarperChristianAudio.com.
Dedication. To my amazing parents, Monty and Teddy Hester. Dad, who told me I could do anything in the world I set my mind to, but the most important thing I could ever do is to be a great wife and mother. And Mom, who showed me what that looks like. And to Dave's dad, Lynn Swanson, and in memory of his mother, Karen Swanson, who together raised the amazing man I get to do life with. Hello and welcome to the audio version of Raising Amazing, bringing up kids who love God, like their family, and do the dishes without being asked. I'm Monica Swanson, the author, and I am so honored to have the opportunity to read this book to all of you, and I'm especially happy that my husband and my four sons are all reading their parts of the book as well. So I hope you enjoy this audiobook, and I highly recommend you take advantage of all the resources that I am offering, including three bonus chapters that cover some really important things. You can find all of that at monicaswanson.com/amazing-resources. Hope you enjoy. A note to readers. Three important things and a special word to dads. Hi, friends. I'm so happy to share this book with you, and I pray you'll be blessed as you listen. I want to make three things super clear before you dive into the chapters ahead. Also, I know most of you are likely moms, but I want you and the dads reading this to know there's definitely something here for the men too. First, about the title, Amazing. Am I really suggesting that we should try to raise amazing kids? I mean, aren't most of us simply trying to survive here? Like, let's keep them alive, out of jail, and on track to graduate from high school, right? Isn't amazing a little extra, a bit over the top? I hear you, but yes, I really do mean it. With all my heart, I do. First, your kids are amazing because they were made in the image of the most amazing God. No matter their challenges or struggles, your kids are eternal beings who have the potential to honor God with the life they've been given. I may not know them personally, but I'm already cheering for your kids and for you, their parents too. When I use the word amazing, I'm talking about kids who are strong in character and conviction, kids who know God's truth and how to stand for it and on it. Kids who are humble and kind, who walk in integrity. Kids who face adversities and might even fall down a time or 20, but then get back up with courage and faith. Further, I'm convinced that as parents, we have more influence over our kids and their future than a lot of people want us to believe. I know, our kids have a free will and we can't dictate their future choices. But whatever age your kids are or whatever stage they're in, there's a lot you can do to help them grow up to find and fulfill their greatest potential. That's what this book is all about. But it's essential that we're clear on the definition of the amazing we're working with in this book. And this is it. Amazing. A pleasant surprise, something that causes wonder. That is what we're shooting for here. We want to raise kids who shine like stars in the night sky. Kids who are a pleasant surprise in our increasingly dark world. Kids like this are sure to make people wonder. And then we can hope that wonder will point people to the amazing God behind it all. You'll find three themes throughout this book. Since my book, Boy Mom, What Your Son Needs Most From You, came out in 2019, these are the three topics I've been asked about the most. Number one, kids and faith. God created us all to know him, and kids who grow up in a relationship with Jesus have a solid foundation for an amazing life. This is the most important thing I can share with anyone. Now, if you're not a spiritual person, I hope you'll read on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?